I'm speaking with Sharon Gray, the Community Rail Development Officer for Southern GTR, the train operating company. Sharon, we're here between Platform 3 exit and Platform 2, and down in the dungeons, you could say. And basically, we're here for a presentation or an unveiling, and we'll hear more about that later. But Sharon, you have quite a number of displays here in the tunnel. Can you tell me about the one we're looking at the moment? It's the following in the footsteps of the pilgrims.
The North Downs Way contacted us a few years ago, actually, and we're keen to promote walking on the North Downs Way in tandem with the railway. So the map highlights the hop-on, hop-off stations so that, you know, passengers can walk at their leisure for as many miles as they choose in one session.
It's quite a long way, isn't it?
I think I do. I haven't done it.
I'm looking at it and I'm thinking that's going to be quite a task. So it stretches all the way from Farnham in the western edges of Surrey.
It may well go further because this would be Southern's patch.
Right, yes, of course.
Oh, and then it's turning into Southeastern over at that end. So I'm not 100% certain on the accuracy, but
it's right across, or right along, I should say, the North Downs.
Well, it hit the South Downs as well when it gets to that end.
It's very close to it,
yeah.
Very close to it, I think. But it's tremendous. So you can actually do the walk, and or if you just choose to go to on certain stretches of it, you can catch the train, of course, which is what this is really all about.
Yeah, it certainly is. Encouraging people to use the trains more for their leisure. I suppose this really took hold during lockdown, didn't
yes.
it?
That
people needed to get out and explore a bit more. And we've got some scenes of some beautiful views.
A few interruptions along the way, but we also have another display, which is really what we're featuring during this presentation. And we're going to be talking to the gentleman who installed this at the station, and also a number of people from the Surrey College, I believe, Red Hill College.
That's where you'll be meeting the student later on who's responsible for this. She won a design competition to provide something for the station, and you will be speaking later to Michael Beach, who's the East Surrey Arts organiser, and who contacted the college and ran the competition.
Okay, this is marvellous. So this has just been installed.
Yes, literally. I'm really quite impressed that the station manager gave us permission to install something as large as this, because it really is very spectacular and very eye-catching.
It certainly is, very, very much so. It says 200 years of rail travel, so it's some kind of celebration of that.
Well, that's another big story that will start next January, is celebrating literally 200 years of trains being in existence within the UK. Some of it's a tiny little bit tenuous, I think there were a couple of private railways that were operated possibly by the mine owners when they switched from shifting the coal by pony or horse and cart to installing their own little private railways. There is, you'd have to do some research on
yes,
this, but
course.
It's somewhere
yes.
up in the north is the original yep. railway station.
This is really quite something, isn't it? I'll take a few pictures to put onto the podcast at some point, but it's really quite an amazing piece of work.
It's lovely, isn't it? What I liked was that it's the amalgamation of the old and the new. You know, she's got the high tech keys.
That's right.
And the steam train. She really hit the mark with this And it fitted the purpose of the 200 years of rail travel
absolutely.
Perfectly.
So. No, it looks wonderful. And, of course, we'll be speaking to the lady, Molly McCarthy. Yeah, I'll be speaking to her shortly.
And her grandmother.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Look forward to that. Well, thank you very much indeed, Sharon. Very good to meet you here.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too. Thank you for coming.
Just about to speak to Molly McCarthy. She's the artist student at Redhill College, and she was the one who created this magnificent piece of artwork. And Molly, very good to meet you on this cold day.
Hi.
Hi. Now, what was the inspiration behind this beautiful piece of work, and how long did it take you?
It took me 3 hours, and I was already creating artwork with a typewriter, like I'd done a phase before, and the project came up, so I just kept using the same medium.
Absolutely incredible piece of work, and just 3 hours, only 3 hours?
Yeah, I'd already done it before, like, yeah.
Right. Apparently there is an original draft copy.
Yeah.
You haven't brought it with you, it'd be so good to see that, but now we have a magnificent expanded version on the wall of the tunnel between platform 3 and platform 0, I believe, or platform 2, that's right, yes, thank you. So how long have you been an artist student at Redhill College?
For about a year and a couple months.
Right, okay. And what do you hope to do with your... yes, I'm just having... This is very visual, of course, but I could see the actual work that's been produced on the typewriter. I mean, how did you come about this? This is an incredible bit of work. This is actually the typeface of the typewriter. Lots of... you can actually see the letters on there. That's incredible. 3 hours. I can't believe it was just 3 hours to create this.
Well, I did trace the picture, like, slightly. And then I just started filling in the shadows, and then it came out like that.
That's an absolutely amazing piece of work. What I might do is try and take a picture of the original, see if I can include that on the website. But fantastic piece of work. And what do you hope to do with your art course? What would you like to do perhaps later on, you know, for a career?
I'm not really sure, but maybe something to do with fine art.
Yes.
Maybe a degree, but still thinking about it.
Yeah. Superb. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to speak to your mother now. And your mother's name is?
Lucy McCarthy.
Lucy, yes. I mean, this, you have a very talented daughter there.
Yeah.
Very talented. I bet you're very proud.
Yeah, very proud. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So when did she actually start showing signs of being interested in art?
Molly's always been artistic and always been someone that wants to push the boundaries within art. So she took her GCSEs the year before, and we decided for her to go on to do a diploma in art instead of doing the traditional A-levels route, because it was just clear that she was always going to do art. So she chose Reigate School of Art. It's a local college, which, you know, has got a lot of experience and broad depth of different studies that you can do within the diploma that they do there. So yeah, it's just been her experimenting, really. I've got an art background, so I think I was really keen for her just to try lots of different mediums and then see where she wants to go. So
I was going to ask whether there was a link within the family, some kind of genetic link there with the arts.
Quite an artsy family, yeah. Arts and music, yeah. So
marvellous. Well, thank you very much indeed. I can speak to Granny or Nana, Grandma.
I'm Granny.
And you're just your name?
Kathy Wade.
Kathy, I expect you're extremely proud of your granddaughter.
Absolutely.
And this work of art's going to be up there for a long time, I hope. I sincerely hope so. When she comes to you, visits you, does she get involved in art straight away? Does she actually start drawing or what?
I think she's always been artistic, doing various bits and pieces. So
fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Now, who's the gentleman who actually installed the piece of work? Hello, how are you? Excellent. I'll just get you to introduce yourself.
I'm Dave Unwin. I work for Southern GTR. I'm on the maintenance team based at Horsham. And although this isn't a station that I am responsible for, I was asked to actually install the vinyl work because I'm used to installing it.
Yes,
I've got previous employment involved in installing artwork and doing sports cars, which is where I started doing it. But I just got a message to say, could I come along, have a look at the work to be installed and prepare the wall and get it put up. It's the first time I've actually done that sort of artwork or that sort of vinyling, but it was quite simple really, and there were a lot of people interested even while I was doing it. People from Croydon, who were involved in the Railway Society, they were impressed with it.
Excellent.
And took pictures, so it made a hit on the first day, even before it had been completed.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to take a picture of the actual artwork as it is installed in just a moment, but it's very impressive, isn't it?
It is. It's very, very clever. It's like most artwork, really. If you stand back, you get a much better picture of it. It doesn't stand up to really close scrutiny, but I presume that's not what it's intended for. And that's how a lot of people that came through the station were actually viewing it, standing back and taking pictures.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed.
It was a pleasure putting it up.
Yeah, I bet it was. And have you actually installed anything else at Red Hill Station?
There's some work downstairs in relation to the North Downs Way. But otherwise, I've done work at Epsom, Three Bridges, a few of the stations.
Mm. You cover quite an area.
I used to cover this station. It was most a southern area that I used to cover, but it's now actually been reduced.
Right.
But because of some of the work I actually do and my specialist involvement in some of the work that's required to be done, then I'll travel almost anywhere. Even going north if it's flooring, which isn't connected with this. But if I've got a specialist interest in a few things, and then I can travel almost anywhere on the GTR network.
Must be a fascinating job, I think, you have there.
It keeps me busy, and I'm quite happy doing it. As long as I enjoy it, I'll carry on doing it.
Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. I'm now talking to Rob Whitehead, as the GTR Community Engagement Officer. Rob, just explain what you do within the company.
So I work in the community and corporate CSR team, and we engage with the community rail partnerships, with other community groups, and obviously the station partners that you have around it, lots of different stations. And we try and support social engagement, informed sort of social action, and we have a grant scheme that we help both the station partners, and then we have a grant scheme for wider action for general community groups and charities to apply to. She's actually running at the moment, so we're really hoping to be able to get some really good applications in. All those pieces of work, both in the station and around in the communities that we serve, we want to be able to work with the communities and really help improve conditions both in and around the stations.
And of course, all the artworks, etc. I mean, it does make the station a little brighter, doesn't it?
They serve a number of different functions. The artworks are obviously, it's a wonderful piece of art that we've got here. It looks wonderful. I think it might put a nice smile on a lot of people's faces as they just walk past. But also we do artworks, particularly where we want to suppress things like antisocial behaviour. So we've done lots of pieces of artwork on footbridges, underpasses on the walls of stations, and that helps remove some of the tagging that goes on and the other sort of things that happen there. But we also do a lot of work over and above artworks, the planting that we do, and also sort of engagement around reductions in antisocial behaviour. So we've engaged with a lot of community groups that do work with people who either are at risk of engaging within antisocial behaviour, but also a lot of work around how we can prevent some of the circumstances arising. So making sure that people understand how to contact our own rail enforcement officer team or the British Transport Police while they're travelling, but also in and around the stations as well, how we can maybe sort of mitigate against some of those sets of behaviours that we all don't want to see.
Absolutely. And we also have here today Michael Beach, is the East Surrey Art Society. Michael, tell me about your involvement, or the Art Society's involvement with today's event.
Well, the Art Society, which is a national society across the whole of the UK, of course, has over the last 2 years developed a programme which we call Art at the Station, which started, oddly enough, on the other end of Surrey, in West Surrey. When I was area chairman, I admired what they were doing and wanted to export it to our bit of Surrey. Unfortunately, COVID came in the way, so a couple of years went by, and then we started to try and get our societies to sponsor a station. And as part of that, as an area, we took over two stations to give us some experience. And now we have art at Lingfield. We have a fabulous display on the booking station. We have a wonderful display at Upper Wallingham. But more importantly, we have two local societies who are actively involved in Dorking, who have a lovely display. We have Epsom and Tadworth, who also had some quite outstanding displays with Nescott students. And at Redhill, the area have come in again to sponsor this fabulous mural by Molly that opened, and we're celebrating today. So we're seeing the whole business of, along with the rail community, who are very keen to get the community involved, a development of having work in the art. Just two things. One, it gives local artists a very public space, and it gives the Art Society a bit of publicity. So nice combination.
So if people would like to know more about your organisation and perhaps become involved, how would they go about that?
Well, the easiest way is to Google Art Society, and they will get to the national website and all the local websites. We have branches all across Surrey, so you're never far away. Monthly lecture of a very high order and lots of other excitements.
And now I've met and caught up with Dean Underwood. He's the GTR station manager for Redhill. Dean, this is quite an event here for the station, isn't it? Quite a bit of history.
Yes, it is. It's 200 years of the railway that we're celebrating. And I think this piece of art that's on the wall now is perfect and shows it quite clearly what the art is all about.
It's an amazing bit of work, isn't it? You consider it was created on a typewriter.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's amazing. But yeah, it's fantastic piece of art. And I think Molly's done very, very well in what she's done. Yeah, it's amazing. And to be able to sort of show her artwork at our station is quite an honour.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how long have you been the manager of this station?
Probably just over a year and a half now.
Okay. Quite a stressful, hard job, I would imagine, at times.
No.
No?
Not for me, no.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's like stress like water of a duck's back to you.
No, it's because I've got a good team behind me and I've got a good team around me. And if it weren't for them, it would be a lot harder.
And of course, you're right here in the London community. You're right here in the London area. That's it, thank you. And you're right here, of course, this is a very busy station because, of course, it's in the commuter belt. Quite a lot of challenges, I would imagine, at times.
Sometimes with disruption and with things that might happen, weather and that sort of stuff. But again, due to the team that I've got around me, it's we deal with it as we need to deal with it and manage it how we need to manage it. And every day is a different day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that must make the job very interesting. Every day is a different day.
It's a fantastic job, and that's the reason why.
Yes, yes, yes. And you get more and more people using the railways, of course.
It's increasing, and as the days go on, the numbers increase, which is good.
Yes.
Good for us, good for the commuters. Yeah.
And you've got, as you said, next year is the 200th anniversary of the railways, 200 years of rail travel, which is what this lovely art installation is celebrating. So you've got a number of events coming up.
More than likely. What those events look like at the moment, I've got no idea.
Early days yet?
Yes, early days, but I can foresee quite a few events around the whole of the GTR estate over the coming months. So I'd say to your listeners to keep an eye out, keep an ear open, and have a look and see what goes on.
Absolutely. And we will do that with the Planet Reigate podcast. We'll certainly keep an eye on what's going on. Thank you very much indeed, Dean. I'll let you get on because I know it's always busy for you. Okay, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a good one.